organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
The Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They are my views, the views of our guests, and of course the views of our guest today will be those views of David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, who's with us on this network once a month, as we review over and over again the fundamentals of the Constitution, because the average American doesn't understand the very foundation upon which our freedom rests, and without that, how can we maintain our freedom? How could we explain to people that most of the problems that we face today are simply because the people in Washington, D.C. are traitors? They have sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they refuse to do it, and they knowingly are voting against the oath that they've sworn. There are a few back there who do adhere to the Constitution. Makes it a lot easier voting. You don't have to worry what you think about the bill. Is it constitutional? And if it's constitutional, and you think it's a good idea, you can vote for it. But if it's unconstitutional, there's no question at all, you don't vote for it under any circumstances, even if it's the most wonderful and benevolent and kind and caring and productive measure in the world. If it's unconstitutional, you vote against it because you have sworn an oath to God to uphold the Constitution. David Whitney, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. And we were talking earlier and several months back about the Bill of Rights as a means by which the federal government was restricted in its behavior. So the Bill of Rights is designed to protect us, the individual citizens, against a all-powerful government. And our founders knew from their experience with King George III what happens when power is allowed to go unchecked. And that's exactly why they crafted the Constitution as they did. And just to be extra safe and extra secure, they crafted the Bill of Rights to surround the activities of the federal government with another set of restrictions to say they could not do certain things. Beyond that, we've looked at the number of the subsequent amendments, talked about the 13th Amendment, 1865, abolishing slavery, and that was the war that was not about slavery. It was a war to prevent Southern independence. Just as our founders had declared independence from England, so the southern states determined that they were not being given a fair deal in the federal government, and so they declared independence. And Lincoln basically said, you can only be independent in a body bag, I'm going to kill you, and he proceeded to kill hundreds of thousands. Well, the ironic thing is that in abolishing slavery, the 13th Amendment has been ignored by the federal government, because it has enslaved, that is, by involuntary servitude, young men in the draft, both in World War I and then in World War II and then Vietnam, and on the list goes. Currently, the draft is not being exercised. However, any young person knows, young women, they're going to be facing this very soon as well if the tyrants have their way. They're being required, they say, to sign up for selective service, the only purpose of which, of course, is to prepare for a draft. And they know they're going to need a draft because this war is very unpopular and people are not interested in going over there as cannon fodder. And therefore, as the troop strength declines and we attempt to maintain this utterly ridiculous empire in 140-some countries around the world, they're going to need to force people to serve involuntary servitude. And by the way, doesn't matter if you receive a paycheck from the federal government for your involuntary servitude. If you are forced to do something you do not want to do, that is involuntary servitude, even if you receive a paycheck for it. So, ironically, the 13th Amendment, although abolishing slavery, you could almost say the way the courts practice it, slavery is abolished for everyone except the federal government. Oh,
well,
yes, they can
right
enslave anyone
just
they choose.
Moment. Hold that thought.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Jan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Of course, our founding fathers had studied what had happened in ancient Greece, had studied what had happened in ancient Rome, and in every other civilization, and they knew that you couldn't trust men with power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And they knew that man's heart was sinful, and the only way, of course, you could have any government and not have it eventually take away the freedom of men was to restrict the power of government. And certainly, 100 years earlier, a man named John Locke had written, and John Locke, as a philosopher, had talked about these concepts of life, liberty, and property. But he also talked about this concept that government governs best, that governs the least. Restrict the power of government. And so, certainly, the founding fathers of America, wanting to create a nation where men could be free, wanted to restrict the power of the federal government, knowing it would be much harder to control the governments of 13 separate colonies than one highly centralized federal government. And that's why the tyrants, and I can show you their publications going back into the 1960s, have always wanted to centralize all power with Washington, D.C. And the establishment, the financial corporate establishment, working in league with the communists. And we have communist papers in 1963 calling to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to see them, we'll send it to you, copy free of charge. Understanding that the corporate establishment has always worked with the communists for the common goal, because they all want exactly the same thing. They want a world socialist government, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world ruler. And, of course, the communists would probably say they really want, of course, atheism, but it's amazing how many of the communist leaders have actually been deeply involved in the occult. So with that as the background, David, you pick the story up.
Well, we mentioned the 13th Amendment, the abolition of slavery. The 14th Amendment followed just 3 years later in 1868, and this one perhaps is the most broad-reaching, brought the most broad-reaching changes in our system of government because of the shift of power that took place in the 14th Amendment from the large powers that the states were supposed to have and the minor power, that is the small, very limited, restricted powers the federal government was to have. The shift took place in basically placing the states to some degree under federal control. It was never supposed to be that way. The federal government, in a sense, was supposed to be controlled, or the watchdog for the federal government was the states that would keep it within its pen. Yes, his little terriers running around barking and so forth, but he's within a pen. But the states were the ones that were to maintain the walls, the fencing around that pen to keep the federal government in. Well, the 14th Amendment changed that, and I would really say the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment changed that. 14th Amendment actually takes a phrase out of the 5th Amendment. Obviously, the 5th Amendment applies to the federal government alone, and it makes that phrase apply to the states, that a state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So the phrase is exactly the same as the 5th Amendment, but the 5th Amendment only restricts the federal government. Here, the 14th Amendment is restricting the state governments, telling them that they may not deprive anyone. Now, of course, you would say, and the apologists for the 14th Amendment say, oh, yes, that's a good thing. Why would we want a state government, New Jersey or California or Texas, why would we want a state government able to deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property? Well, of course we would not want that. But the question is, who is in power to determine what a state can do or cannot do? The 14th Amendment puts the federal government in the driver's seat, so the federal judiciary and the federal legislature and the federal executive branch all telling the states how they must do X, Y, and Z so they are certain they do not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So while the aim looks good, the subterfuge is it began to upset the balance designed, a very delicate balance designed to keep the state strong and the federal government with very limited enumerated powers, and began to change that. So the federal government became stronger. Now, the 14th Amendment only says that, only takes that one phrase out of the 5th Amendment. It does nothing else in the text of the 14th Amendment itself. However, the courts, knowing that they had a wedge here with the 14th Amendment, have misinterpreted the 14th Amendment and say, well, not only does that one phrase of the 5th Amendment now is now applied to the states by the federal government, all of the Bill of Rights, which of course they ignore the 2nd Amendment, but the rest of the Bill of Rights also applies to the states. For example, take the 1st Amendment, which clearly states, the text of the 1st Amendment, Congress, not the states, but Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the false incorporation doctrine that the courts, the federal courts, have determined would say the 1st Amendment now reads, not Congress, but Congress, the state, the county, the school board, every level of civil government from federal all the way down to the most local level of federal government cannot have anything to do with anything religious whatsoever. That's
but
how
David,
they
that wasn't what was meant by the man who passed the 14th Amendment. That was an interpretation that came along some about 60 or 70
That's
years
right.
later by people who had an agenda who wanted to destroy the religious foundation of this nation.
The men who passed the 14th Amendment in no way intended the First Amendment to apply to the states. And the proof is right in the history. Within 10 years of the ratification of the 14th Amendment, there was an attempt to ratify what's called the Blaine Amendment, because Blaine, a congressman from Maine, is the proponent of it. And you read the text of the Blaine Amendment, it's basically the First Amendment, but replacing the word Congress with the state. So instead of Congress shall not, it says the states may not establish religions or prohibit the free exercise thereof. So the Blaine Amendment was an attempt to take the First Amendment and apply it to the states. It failed. It never passed both houses, both the House and the Senate. Therefore, it never was presented to the states for ratification. It was never ratified. So those who ratified the 14th Amendment understood very clearly it did not incorporate the entire Bill of Rights and force it upon the states. The only thing it did was take that one phrase out of the Fifth Amendment: the state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That's all that it did, and nothing more. And it's the federal courts, not the state courts, that have done this. The federal courts expanding the federal power and abusing the actual meaning of the 14th Amendment with creating this incorporation doctrine. And it does not, the incorporation doctrine does not reflect the intent of the authors of the 14th Amendment or what took place in the history of our country at that point in time, as the Blaine Amendment clearly demonstrates. So while the 14th Amendment, in some senses, the goal is good, it was used as a means of subterfuge to undermine the separation of powers between the federal government and the state government that ultimately resulted in weakening the state governments and strengthening the federal government, which, by the way, is really what Lincoln's goal was with the war to prevent Southern independence. The Southern states said, we have a God-given right. And by the way, they knew they had this God-given right because it's written in our charter, the Charter of America, the Declaration of Independence, that you have a God-given right to separate from a government that you believe is not following the law of God. And the Southern states believed that the northern states were violating the Constitution and abusing tariffs and various other things which disfavored them. And so they said, we have a God-given right to separate from you, to form our own country. And of course they did. Everybody knew they did. The northern states up in New England, I think it was in around the War of 1812, they talked about seceding from the Union. And the Middle Atlantic states, they never held a conference, but at one time there was some talk there about them seceding from the Union. All the states before the war to prevent Southern independence, all of those states knew that they had a God-given right to separate from these United States if they so chose to. Well, Lincoln basically said, no, you don't. The only way you're separating is in a body bag, and I'm going to bloody us as a country with the worst war that killed more soldiers than any other war, in fact, if I understand the numbers correctly, more than all the other wars put together, to prove his point that nobody had the freedom to leave this Union. In other words, the federal government was going to be a dictator, an iron-fisted dictator, and that's what he began, and that's really what he was about, not about ending slavery as we have been led to believe. Well, following the 14th Amendment, by another 2 years, this is 1870, the 15th Amendment gave voting rights for former slaves. That is, a U.S. citizen may not be deprived of right to vote because of race, color, or previous servitude. And again, when you look at the goal, if the goal is simply, okay, we want these folks to have the right to vote, you would say the goal is laudable, but again, it's a means of undermining the structure because it says a citizen of the United States. Now, for us at this point in the 21st century, we don't even question that. Oh, citizen of the United States? Of course. Well, we're all citizens of the United States. But you go before the war to prevent Southern independence, and you find that most people recognize very clearly that they were citizens of their own state. In fact, people like Robert E. Lee referred to his country. His country was Virginia, his state. and other people referred to their country as their state, Maryland in particular as well. People understood their primary loyalty was to their state, and they were citizens of their state, and only by default, therefore, citizens of these United States because they were citizens of an individual state. Well, the war was an attempt to crush that mentality and turn it all around, and that's what the 15th Amendment does. It basically is going to determine for each of the individual states who their citizens are and who is not a citizen of those states. Again, the federal government taking powers to itself that were never designed, it was never designed to have, powers that really are dangerous. And we could see that with the immigration debate today. They're about to grant amnesty to millions of illegals, forcing the states to accept these as citizens.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-7000. 1-800-799-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The Constitution of the United States limits what Congress can do, because if we have, you know, the situation where we have, you know, the Congress can do whatever it wants to, we have rule by man. Our republic was meant to be a situation where we had rule by law. And unfortunately, we have a lawless government today that has massively expanded its power over every aspect of our lives. And that's why we're in so much trouble today, and that's why our debt is massive, and that's why the whole situation, this whole deck of cards is about to crumble before our very eyes. Because our ministers and our political leaders, I guess, have allowed people to go back to Washington, D.C. and violate their oaths. And, of course, we've forgotten that when you violate your oath to God, why you are answerable to God. Well, go ahead, David.
Well, as we were saying before the break, the 15th Amendment really violates that separation of powers that states, up to this point in time, had determined who their citizens are and who are not citizens. Now, you may not like, if you live in a particular state, the fact that they discriminate against someone because of their race, their color, or previous servitude, and that should be changed. But that should be changed on the state level, not the federal government telling the states when and how and what. It's the citizens of the states who should be in control of those issues, not the federal government. And whenever you begin transferring power to the federal government, it's a dangerous thing, just as our founders knew. They did not want a strong centralized power in Washington, D.C. They wanted to avoid any such thing. They wanted the federal government to only do those things that the states could not do individually. And obviously, states could choose and make decisions about which individuals would be citizens in their states and which would not. And today we have the tyranny that we're threatened with impending legislation that's going to force the state to accept millions, I don't know whether it's 12 million, nobody knows the exact number, but millions upon millions of illegal aliens that broke into this country, that violated the law of the land. Instead of punishing them, the states are going to be forced to reward them with citizenship and all the rights that appertain to citizenship. And this, by the way, is not the first time that this is done. I believe it was in the Reagan years, back in the 80s, that an amnesty was given as well. And I could be wrong about the exact date of that, but I know that there is another previous amnesty given. And millions of illegals were, by the federal government, the states were forced to accept them and grant them citizenship, in spite of the fact that some states did not want to do so. And this is something that should not be the federal government's prerogative to choose who will be a citizen and who will not be a citizen. It's far better left to the states, because, as you know, you're going to have much easier possibility of influencing your state legislation and your state legislators than ever influencing the federal government. This past week, I went down to Washington, D.C. to speak to my two senators from Maryland and to strongly protest in the strongest terms the hate crimes legislation, which basically will criminalize it, my speech as a pastor if I say anything negative about sodomy. That's what the Bible calls that wicked abomination. I'm not going to change what I preach, but they're going to try to fine me, maybe even arrest me and so on, for preaching the truth of God's word with that hate crimes bill. Now, my senators, I didn't even get beyond the receptionist, not even to a staffer. Like, oh, well, you know, write your message and we'll pass it on to the appropriate person. Can you tell me what the position of the senator is on the hate crimes bill? Well, no, not at this time. I mean, just complete evasion. These people don't care about me as a citizen of Maryland. They're not even going to listen to me. Far more difficult to influence the federal government, any legislation taking place there, than it is to influence your state government. Those state representatives and state senators, you are much closer to them, and you have much greater clout with them. And therefore, the more things you give to the federal government, the less freedom you're going to have. The more things are kept in the hands of the state government, the better off you are as an individual citizen. And the choice as to who is a citizen of a state, that should be left in the hands of the states. And we ought to reignite the idea that our founders clearly had, that you're primarily a citizen of your own state. And only because you're a citizen of your state are you therefore a citizen of these United States. It's only because you're a citizen of the state of Maryland or Virginia or Washington State or Oregon or whatever. It's only because of your citizenship there that you're a citizen of these United States. And the 15th Amendment began to change that whole perspective in our land. And it's a dangerous change that took place at that time.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right here in just a moment. Right here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis after Alex Jones' 2-4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest today is Pastor David Whitney. And David, let's go ahead and get your website out, your telephone number, and why people should contact the Institute of the Constitution, what they'll get when they contact you, and the importance of setting up these study groups across America.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I know many people, as they hear what we're talking about, have never heard this before because it's not taught in a government re-education system, nor is it taught in anything that you're going to hear on the mainstream media by any means. And this is what
what our founders believed, and this is what they knew was essential to maintain a constitutional republic. When they came out of the convention, a woman asked, reportedly asked Benjamin Franklin, "What form of government have you given us, Mr. Franklin?" And Ben Franklin replied, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." They recognized that a republic could be very difficult to maintain, and it takes an educated citizenry, people who understand the original intent of the Constitution. Well, if people talk about the idea of teaching the Constitution, that sounds a little intimidating. So we've put together what we call a host kit with 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo and 2 lectures by David Barton that talk about what our founders believed law and government actually is, a biblical view of law and government. And also a working knowledge is given to you of the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights. And these things are essential if we're to function as citizens as we were designed to by our founders in this form of government, because we've got to hold our elected officials accountable to a standard. If we don't know the Constitution, how will we know when they violate the Constitution? How will we know to speak with them and say, "You have violated your oath of office, therefore I'm going to see to it you're removed from office"? We must know these things to fulfill our duty as citizens, and moreover, to fulfill our duty as Christians. As a Christian citizen, we must know these founding documents, have a working knowledge of them. And so, in this easy way that anybody can take a group, and we encourage people to do it in their churches, to do it in their homes, gather friends and family together, do it in a public place. Sometimes a library, if you don't charge anything, will allow you to use their room. And so that you can host a class that can teach yourself, your family, your fellow churchgoers, citizens in your community, these essential truths that must be understood if we're going to restore our constitutional republic. The reason these things are kept secret and hidden, the tyrants in control these days do not want anyone to learn the truth, because if they learn the truth, they know they will act upon it and they will lose the power that they have accumulated falsely and unconstitutionally to themselves. So people can purchase our host kit by going to our web store. Our website is iotconline.com. That website, again, is iotconline.com. Or if they don't have web access, or if they prefer to purchase by phone, they can call Institute on the Constitution toll-free, and our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Dr. Stan, we're encouraged, as now in 50 states a class has been or is being conducted. I was just talking with a friend this past weekend in South Carolina, in Charleston area. He's planning a number of classes to conduct for Institute on the Constitution down there to raise up patriots, people who would understand the form of government we have and would begin to force their elected officials to either abide by the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, or to be removed from power. So we're encouraged as this message is spreading, and it's a very simple way in which everybody can do something, and it's better than sitting around and whining and complaining and moaning about the problems. Take up the cause, do something by hosting an Institute on the Constitution in your community.
And I am so encouraged by the response you're getting all across America as more and more of these classes are being held, and each the class then will usually generate other classes, and more people are learning information that the people in the great tax-exempt foundations and the communists and the socialists and the globalists and the internationalists and the people, you know, of great wealth do not want people to understand. And that is, of course, that the enemy of freedom is centralization of power in government, because power will always be misused, because man is basically evil, and because he's evil, you can't trust him with power. That was the message that our founding fathers knew, and it's a message that has been forgotten. I mean, would George Bush be able to get away with the things that he's doing if he was adhering to the Constitution? And would the members of the Senate and the House let him get away with what he's doing if, as they were adhering to their responsibility, to uphold the Constitution? The answer is a resounding no. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get involved, well, we're going to be involved in a war with Iran and then with the whole Muslim world, and then this whole house of cards that we're living in is going to come tumbling down. and you're going to lose everything you have. People have to be involved. And you either stand up and say no now, or maybe very soon you'll be on your knees pleading for your life. And I'm not kidding. The same dark and sinister spiritual forces that energized the Third Reich, you know, 50, 60 years ago, are alive and well in America today.
And planning the same evil for our country, sad to
right.
say. Well, the important thing to know about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment is, technically speaking, they were not properly ratified. If you look at the Fifth Amendment, Fifth Article of our Constitution, the Fifth Article gives us the details about how an amendment process to take place. And obviously, in that amendment process, each state is to be free to freely make a choice whether to ratify the amendment to the Constitution or not to ratify the amendment to the Constitution. Well, a very important fact during the Reconstruction era is this. The southern states that had seceded from the Union by force of guns, they were forced back into the Union, and they were told that they would not have any of their citizenship rights unless they voted to ratify the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendment. Basically, the federal government held a gun to the heads of each of those states and said, you are going to ratify these amendments. Whether you want to or not, you will ratify them, and if you don't ratify them, you will have no citizenship rights at all. We will make you slaves, which is ironic, as the 13th Amendment was to abolish slavery. They were threatening those southern states with enslavement by the federal government if they would not ratify the 13th Amendment. How hypocritical our federal government was. And so you would say there wasn't really a fair vote taken in any of those southern states at all for the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th Amendment. At gunpoint, they were forced to vote against what they may have wanted to vote for, and obviously a free election was not held in terms of the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. And so a very basic violation of our Constitution took place. And I'm not, you know, arguing here that we would have an easy time now to undo these, although I think it might be best if we did undo these three amendments. It would be a tough battle to do, but because they were not properly and constitutionally ratified, I think that is a slap in the face of the American people, where a tyrannical, centralized federal government basically told citizens in this land, we're not going to give you your God-given right to declare independence and separate from us, and furthermore, we're going to force you at the point of gun back into this union that you don't want to be part of. And if you will not do what we tell you to do in ratifying these three amendments, we're going to strip you of all your rights as a citizen. What absolute tyranny! And again, this is one of those eras of history that's very glossed over today when people polish the halo of Abraham Lincoln and those who followed them as, oh, they were doing great and wonderful things. No, not really. They were centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., and doing something very destructive of our constitutional republic. Well, that was 1870 when the 15th Amendment was ratified, and although there was a couple attempted amendments, nothing was ratified till we came to the 20th century in the year 1913. And this is the income tax amendment, and it's very important to understand the background to understand what was being done with the 16th Amendment, because again, this is one of these amendments that had a particular meaning and understood to be a particular thing when it was ratified. And there is some question about its ratification not being legitimate. We'll talk about that later. But let's say, even if it was, the wording and the meaning of the words in the 16th Amendment had a very clear understanding to those who ratified them and those who immediately followed that. That has been completely turned around to have a different meaning, and we're sold a lie today as to what the 16th Amendment actually means. Well, to understand the background, we need to recognize what was happening in the business world of the late 19th century, and that is there were the laws against monopolies were very clear. Well, for the evil businessmen to get around those monopoly laws, what they created was trusts so that they would hide the fact that they really had created a monopoly. They would hide it within this trust. And, well, the trust became identified as very great evil powers towards the end of the 19th century, and various congressional moves were made to deal with this.
For example, there was the Sherman Antitrust Act in 1890, declaring illegal every contract, combination in the form of trust or otherwise, or conspiracy and restraint of trade or commerce among the several states or with foreign nations. And criminal penalties and so forth was assigned. But that wasn't as successful as those who crafted that piece of legislation had hoped it would be. And so 4 years later, in 1894, Congress enacted an income tax. This income tax imposed tax on the income of corporations only. It wasn't on individuals, just on the corporations. And really, they didn't need the money. Oddly enough, you might think the federal government always needs money, but in that day, it didn't need money. Oftentimes, the Treasury had a surplus at the end of each year. They hadn't spent as much money as they took in. And that was without an income tax, mind you. Well, anyway, they passed this income tax, but it was immediately challenged in court. And the issue was decided the next year in 1895 in the case Pollock v. Farmers and Loan and Trust Company in the United States Supreme Court. Said it was unconstitutional, and the court ruled that it was unconstitutional because it imposed a tax on income derived from property, for example, rents from estates or profits from farming and so on. And the court's reasoning was to tax someone's income when the source of that income was property imposes a federal tax burden on the property itself, which is forbidden by the limitations on direct taxation in the Constitution, as we've studied in Article 1 of the Constitution. And so the court ruled that any tax on property, like any tax upon an individual citizen, is a direct tax in the constitutional sense, and the Constitution very clearly says no direct taxes are permissible. You cannot tax the individual citizens as the federal government. And that's the phrase in the first Article 1 of no capitation tax. You might not... think, well, what's a capitation tax? Well, you're probably familiar with the word decapitation, you know, to take someone's head off. Well, a capitation tax is a direct tax upon the head, that is, upon the individual citizen. Our founders, they understood to give taxing power directly to the federal government was an extremely dangerous thing, and they carefully avoided it by giving taxing power control to the states. That is, the bill for federal taxation never would go to an individual citizen. It would go to their state. And then the state legislature would determine how that particular state was going to raise the revenue to pay the tax. Which meant the state legislature was very interested in what the Congress and the Senate were passing in terms of spending bills, because they were going to have to be the bad guys and collect the tax to pay to the federal government. And so we'll talk also in connection here with the 17th Amendment, because the 17th Amendment made a change, again, very devastating to the powers that our founders gave to the states. 17th Amendment changed the way in which senators were elected. Prior to the 17th Amendment, senators were basically appointed by the state legislatures of each state, and therefore were answerable to the state legislatures, not the state citizenry. And so when it came to any issue of spending on the federal level, the states had a very direct control over how their senator would vote. So while Congress may pass all these spending bills, when those spending bills came to the Senate would be far more conservative, because they knew they were answerable to the state legislature, which was going to have to be the bad guy and collect the money for these spending bills. And therefore the state legislatures would tell their senators, don't vote for this and don't vote for that. And if you look at the history of spending in the United States federal government, you'll see that until 1913 and then the 17th Amendment that was ratified in 1915, the federal government was very small, its budget was very limited, and it usually always had a surplus, with the exception of a few times of war. It had a surplus. Why? The states were the watchdog. The state legislators would not let the federal government spend too much money, because they were going to have to be the bad guys and collect that money. And the federal government would never directly tax the individual citizens. And the Constitution prohibited the federal government from doing any direct tax on the citizens, and for very good reason. They knew if you give taxing power to the federal government, which is because of its distance from the individual citizens and its size, it is generally very unresponsive to the individual citizen. You've given a very dangerous power in giving direct taxing power to the federal government. Only indirect taxes, that is, the tax bills sent to the state, were permissible under the Constitution until what I'm going to argue here is a misinterpretation of the 16th Amendment. So the first income tax was actually back in the war to prevent Southern independence. It was during that time of war, but after the war was done, again, the Supreme Court said that's unconstitutional, and they were right. So this second attempt in 1894 again was declared unconstitutional in 1895. And so they were wiggling for a way to get around, how would we do this? And, you know, as I said before, it really wasn't an issue of raising revenue. The federal government didn't need any more money in its current stand. Rather, it was a way in which they would gain information about those corporations that were involved in these trusts, that they had been attempting to bust these trusts. And they knew that the information about the financial transactions and so forth of those corporations was essential for them to bust the trust. And therefore, President Taft, who argued for the 16th Amendment, in a speech before Congress, or that was given to Congress June 16, 1909, in the Congressional Record, he said, "I recommend first the adoption of a joint resolution by two-thirds of both houses proposing to the states an amendment to the Constitution of an excise tax upon all corporations measured by 2% of their net income." Here was the proposal that ultimately became the 16th Amendment. It was focused on corporations, not on individuals. And again, this is a shocking idea because we've been told the exact opposite of what the 16th Amendment actually says, and that's not the case whatsoever.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. I guess we're out of time. David, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. Our guest is David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Let me urge you to call them to get a host kit and to set up in your community and start teaching about our Constitution. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I've got to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you listen to us on shortwave or radio or internet or certainly on satellite, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's what keeps us going on our 60 outlets every single week. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. And I know some people are having financial problems now, and that's why we post our newsletters up on the Internet. And that's why, of course, we post a lot of free videos up on the Internet. And why certainly we don't charge you to watch those things, because some people we know can't help us financially. But if you can, we'd sure appreciate it. And then, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get the information about the spiritual battle that's going on today. Let me suggest books like Hostage to the Devil, and you get Hostage to the Devil, and, of course, our four-tape set with Malachi Martin, the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and really begin to understand this other dimension that's there. And so you get a special if you get the two of them together. We call it the Malachi Martin Special. And then, of course, you get my book and the DVD or the video and or tape with the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. And we offer these specials. It's an example of marketing, but many times people will get the things if they can get a specially good deal. And we offer this because, well, we want you to get the information. But we also, of course, need the funds to keep operating. Certainly, we have my talk on water fluoridation, which is excellent, either DVD or VHS, called The Hidden Agenda, and then a great syllabus that goes with that, and it'll give you the documentation that you can show to your doctor or anybody else to show that the government knows that they're poisoning our people and destroying their minds and destroying their fertility and destroying the function of their endocrine system and producing cancer. They know all of these things because we have permission from the editors, publishers of the journal Fluoride to reduplicate abstracts of their articles. You need to get this, and you need to get to your doctor. Once we can get people to understand one of these things is true, if we can get them to understand that they're poisoning our children with aspartame, with NutraSweet, and you can get the DVDs, Sweet Remedy or Sweet Misery, you can get the four tape sets we have on aspartame, or any of the three or four books we carry, Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic, that book's over 1,000 pages. I mean, this produces pathological obesity. It produces cancers. They know these things. And that's, of course, why they're pushing it. After all, aren't there too many people in the world? And then, of course, with the mercury, what they're doing to the minds of our children and with the vaccines is just unconscionable. Who would want to hurt children? Why, there really are people who want to hurt children. Remember Dr. Mengele over in Germany? He just loved little children before he tortured them to death. And he was helped to escape to South America as part of Operation Paperclip by our CIA, MI6, and the rat line. So, in fact, we have actually a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, but we have so much information on the mercury and poisoning, and the best single thing you can get from us would be our DVD and our video, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that, you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on it. Thousands of pages of documentation. They know what they're doing. You need the scientific studies. You need to get to your doctor. You know, why do you think they took the mercury out of our childhood vaccines and then started giving it to children, infants, 6 months of age and 7 months of age, mandating it in the influenza shot? They know what they're doing. Or mandating it for pregnant women in the first trimester when it would do the most harm. Understand we're up against organized evil. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And this afternoon, our guest is Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. And, of course, Michael lives here in the Monterey Bay area and has put together an organization to educate not only the people of the Monterey Bay area, but the country about what is happening to private property rights and how the environmental movement is being used not to help on the flora and the fauna and the little flowers and the little animals, but to bring total control over the lives of the people of this nation. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Stan. It's always great to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this afternoon?
Well, sometimes I might be called a one-horse pony or whatever. Sustainable development is that reality behind the illusion of the environmental movement. And people increasingly have got to come to understand how sustainable development has seeped through the federal government and into every community across the country. And no place is it much greater than it is here in the Monterey Bay Area. I mean, Congressman Farr is the champion in Congress of this, the reality called sustainable development. And the reality behind sustainable development is, just as you described it, is to abolish private property and set up an environmental world governance program that will strip every individual of any notion of any unalienable rights that was the basis for the founding of this country.
Well, of course, what is sustainable development? I mean, it's a term, we hear it used, but what does it really mean?
Well, sustainable development is a globalist move. It is the globalist move to create a one-world governance. It is the idea that the economic standards of America should shift from free enterprise to public-private partnership. Now, that's the cute term they use. Public-private partnership, better, more easily understood, is simply fascism. And it's a movement to change our system of justice from one of equal justice, the justice system that was articulated in the Declaration of Independence, to a system called social justice. And that really means that those in power decide what rules they want to apply and when they want to apply them. It's really a communist system of governance. What we've got with sustainable development is what I call fascist communism. Small f, capital C. It's a system of economics that's based on fascism and a system of justice based on communist principles. And to make all this sell to the American people and the people around the world, they say it's an environmental movement.
But why would anybody want communism? Communism doesn't work. Fascism is a ruthless tyranny that takes away individual freedom. Why would any rational individual want a system of communism-fascism?
Well, those who are in the center of power like power. And communism and fascism, when you combine them, give an opportunity for the kingpins around the world to actually gather that power. Their mission is to fool the people, and they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, they really are. And the great, great tragedy of modern times is that the average individual really doesn't understand what's going on. And when they hear talk about global warming, and especially with the entire media, you know, of both the right and the left, champions this idea that global warming is real, and if we want to have a sustainable future, we've got to do something about it. Well, it's so easy to accept it as truth.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Or she'll get me lauded. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael was just saying that the strange thing about this move towards communism-fascism is that many people of great wealth are in favor of it. Doesn't seem to you'd think that people of great wealth would want communism, though, Michael. I mean, I thought that communism, you know, redistributed the wealth of the wealthy.
Well, yes, but the communism, the elements of communism taken by sustainable developers are the find themselves vested into the system of justice. So it allows the power elite to abolish private property and establish a system of economics based on their terminology, public-private partnership. So it is not a communist movement in the sense of the economics articulated by Karl Marx. It is the totalitarian system of justice and people control that comes out of sustainable development.
And of course, who has more power than the people who head a communist government? And they're not talking about redistributing the wealth of the wealthy. They're talking about impoverishing the middle class and really destroying the middle class, which we are in the process of doing today, aren't we?
Well, we are. The goal of sustainable development globally is the elimination of the middle class. It is the reduction of human population. We have two scenarios in their guidebooks for sustainable development that come out of the United Nations. And one scenario is a world population of between 5 and 7 billion people, provided that that whole population are peasants. The other scenario that they say the environment can support is a world population, industrialized population of 1 billion people.
No, well, what are they going to do with the other 5 billion of them?
Well, the other more than 5 billion need simply to be eliminated.
I think that is such a hard concept for people to accept, that anybody should want to, kill massive numbers of people. And we're really talking about billions of people, and yet there really are people working behind the scenes who openly talk about that, people like Jacques Cousteau, and who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And, of course, if anybody would like to see the documentation on that, we have the copy of UNESCO Courier, November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau said that, and yet totally blacked out by the controlled media, because Jacques Cousteau was an environmentalist. He was such a nice guy. He swam with the dolphins and the fishies and was such a great friend of nature.
So that's exactly right. Another fellow named David Foreman, who's a big player in the environmental movement and an originator of what's called the Wildlands Project, which is one of the land use elements for sustainable development, said the world population should be 100 million people.
Right. He made Jacques Cousteau look like a piker.
That's right. And when we look around at the dynamics of American foreign policy and the world dynamics and the pitting of cultures against cultures, we can see the beginning brewing, the kinds of population reductions called for in sustainable development. That's why so many people, wise to the an understanding of what sustainable development is, do not support America's involvement in Iraq.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, that this is the reason that they outlawed or banned DDT. They've killed about 100 million people over the last 30 years. And now they're saying, oh, gee, maybe DDT wasn't too bad. Maybe it's all right to spray in rooms. Well, oh, shucks, 100 million people are dead, but it was just one of those little mistakes. That's why we're not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic in Africa, and why we never tried to stop it here in the United States, because it primarily affects blacks. And over half of the new AIDS cases in the United States are the black population. So we're really not that interested in stopping the epidemic here. It's primarily a disease of black people here and certainly in Africa, where in Botswana 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and they're all going to die. A very successful population control accomplishment, but most people find that so difficult to believe, don't they?
Well, certainly they do, because in America we're reared and we have a rich tradition of respecting human life, and we can't imagine that our politicians, nearly all of them, would have sold out to a globalist program that called for massive reduction in human levels of population. But, you know, it's not such a hard thing to believe, if that's a tough pill to swallow, if you take a look at the rest of the the Sustainable Development Policy Manual, because it really breaks into three categories, you know, the third one being the population control. But the first two are readily apparent by anyone living in America if they just turn their focus to it and look at the land use programs of sustainable development and the educational programs of sustainable development. And instantly, one with an open mind can see evidence of those programs in their county, in their state, and all across this country.
And I think we saw this recently up in Lake Tahoe, where they had these terrible fires and a couple of hundred houses burned. And one reason was because the environmentalists wouldn't let the people clean the brush away from around their homes. Oh, no, and that's terrible, you know. We've got to keep that brush there. Over in the Pajaro Valley here, which is not too far from us, maybe 10 years ago, they wouldn't let them clean all the brush out of the river because, oh, we've got to keep it in normal situation. The farmers kept saying, it's going to flood, it's going to flood everything. And the environmentalists blocked the development, you know, and cleaning of the river, and it flooded the valley and did $100 million worth of damage. And then the local people had to pay that out to the people who lost their homes and lost their businesses. And they're doing this all the time, blocking here in California and really throughout the nation. They block the development of oil refineries. And then we wonder why the price of gasoline goes up, because we've created artificial shortages. So they block drilling for oil and natural gas. And then we say, oh, look at how terrible things are. We're dependent upon the people over there in the Middle East. That's why we got to go over there and fight. And everything they do really just makes things worse for us common folks, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, we can look at what's happening this last week throughout the West, the 55 wildfires of major proportion throughout the West. And, you know, when I was growing up and as a young adult, there were always fires, but not fires at the level we're seeing now. Now, in the mid-90s, I was on the Santa Cruz County Resource Conservation Board, and we had a guy from the federal government. That board works with the federal government's Department of Agriculture. And he came out, and there was a lot of talk back then about the environmental benefits of a let-it-burn policy. As America had been putting out fires for over 100 years, there were those environmentalists who argued the forests need to burn. Well, that was bad enough. I mean, the idea that you're going to let these fires just burn. But the fellow from D.C. who came to talk said, we're at a point where we need to make it burn.
And what about all the little animals? They're so concerned about the animals and the owls and the little birds, and they don't care about them. They say one thing, but they have a different agenda.
Well, that's for sure. The sustainable development has a window covering of the environment, but it is not about an environmental movement. It is about the abolition of private property and about the institution of a new system of justice. You know, the cornerstone of that system of justice is predicated on something they call the precautionary principle. That sounds like an astute thing, to take care and be cautious about what you do. But the precautionary principle as an element in our system of justice holds the following. It says that if you take any action that may cause harm, you can't. I say, cause harm. Cause harm to what? The answer is nebulously responded to with the environment. So the Department of Interior worked with the County of Santa Cruz here a few years ago in application of this precautionary principle, set up what they called a fire safety council. All the fire departments were involved, insurance companies were involved, and all of the traditional public, meaning government, and private, meaning big business, interests came together to design, under the precautionary principle, a fire safe set of ordinances for this county. Now, if they had been adopted, those ordinances would have held, for instance, that any landowner in the county of Santa Cruz, including homeowners, who had land that had the potential for housing a long-toed salamander, would not be able to walk on their land during the winter months or the mating season of this species.
I mean, they didn't even have to have the salamander there, but just have the potential for it?
Having the potential for it. And they didn't have to actually step on it to be guilty of a crime. They merely had to have walked on their land where, gee, they didn't take precautions to protect that salamander, and they now would have to prove that, in fact, they didn't step on a salamander.
How do you prove you didn't step on a salamander?
Well, that's the system of justice. It is a communist system of justice.
Well, of course, then, what would be the punishment if you couldn't prove you hadn't stepped on the salamander?
Well, the punishment sections of those proposed codes had not yet been written. They wanted to get the philosophy intact first. And, of course, then the punishment would end up being whatever it took to wrest the ownership of that land away from the owner.
And really, people who try to defend themselves from a mountain lion, you're committing a crime. You defend yourself from a bear that's about to eat your child. Why, you've committed a terrible crime. And what sort of madness is this? And because what they really want to do is drive the people off their land. That's why they're encouraging the wolves to come back and the mountain lions. And you see, that's crazy talk. No, they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor Publishers link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct Consumer Movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNlive.com, click on the Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNlive.com, Sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
It's a trip-up. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw, and we're talking about this whole concept of sustainable development, which is a very, very fancy name for an elitist plant to control your life, or if you are fortunate enough to be allowed to live. And a lot of people say allowed to live, why nobody would ever be, you know, doing anything to take away our life. I mean, and yet, of course, back at the beginning of the last century, and I'm talking now the 20th century, the incidence of cancer was 3 in 100, and today it's over 50 in 100 and rapidly increasing. And the people in government say, oh, shucks, we have no idea where that's happening. Sorry, but who out there doesn't know somebody has contracted cancer and there are treatments for cancer and that are actively being suppressed? You could doubt that. You need to get the Fitzgerald Report put in the Congressional Record in 1953 and suppressed since that time. But go ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk about the second E, which stands for economy. We're talking about the lingo used by sustainable developers. And once again, I'll say by our local congressman. Go to his website. You'll see all of this kind of language. But sustainable development relies on a Fabian socialist economics, which, like Italian fascism, relies on businesses that want the protection afforded by government's legalized force and government that wants the power of business.
So basically when they use the government to do away with competition, if you're on the good side of government, then you can use government to destroy your opposition, destroy your competition, and then you got it all to yourself.
Yeah, and you can look at just housing and this region of California or the nation. Our housing costs have just skyrocketed. Now, if you go in and you've got land that's suitable for building housing, you can't do it. Not unless, and I can name some of them, you are a partner to government who has agreed to build to the sustainable building standards. That means smart growth. That means stack them and pack them along rail lines in small housing units.
And, of course, you've got friends on the Building Commission, too. Don't forget about that, on the Planning Commission.
Well, it goes deeper than that. If you are willing to build smart growth or sustainable development housing, this county has $300 million of federal grants to give away to those builders.
Does that mean they're just as free money?
It's free money to those who go along with this, I'll call it fascist because that's what it is, a fascist order for home building. A developer in Santa Cruz can get, for building a 600-square-foot housing unit stacked along a rail line, can get a $90,000 subsidy. Well, free market guys could build it for less than that. So the reality is that the taxpayers' money, which is quickly being decimated in value because of programs like this, the taxpayers' money is going to these inside development operations coordinated between government and their buddies, while at the same time real housing is being suppressed, the development of real housing is being suppressed, forcing up the price of existing housing to a level so high that my children, anybody's children, simply can't buy it.
And, of course, what we're seeing here, I think California has some of the most expensive housing in the entire nation today.
Well, Santa Cruz County, which is one of the leaders and was one of the original seed plants for the sustainable development policy, now has an average home housing price, this includes condominiums, weighted into the average, of $780,000. Now, we're not talking mansions here. We're talking 40-year-old homes built to the standards of 40 years ago, costing nearly $1 million to buy.
And, of course, you know, unless, of course, you're a millionaire, there's no way you're going to be able to ever afford something like that, which is why so many of our young people have just had to move out of this region. There's no way they could ever afford to buy a home here.
That's right. Although the sustainable developers will go, oh, that's not true. We've got smart growth housing coming along the rail line. Get yours on the third floor. You know, we'll even take care of your child during the day, and we'll give you the job, a job assigned to you by government. Now, that's where sustainable development is taking us. Public's got to come to understand what the term means so that we can rid it from our country.
And, of course, it is really a means by which a small group will determine the future of the people of this land. Central planning didn't work in Russia. It didn't work in Hitler's Germany or Benito Mussolini's Italy. It doesn't work in China. But, of course, it is being imposed upon the people of America without their knowledge or consent by people, of course, who do not believe in our Constitution, do not believe in our way of life. They have their own vision of the future, and it's a very, very bleak vision, in my estimation. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, I want you to get your website out, so people can learn how to get your material in this ending. Michael has an excellent pamphlet, a booklet, where sustainable development is explained, and tens of thousands of those have been sent all across America. So let's get your website and your telephone number out there.
Well, the website is simple. It's freedomadvocates.org. Our phone number is 831-684-2232.
All right. Once again, the telephone number?
831-684-2232.
All right. And, of course, the website is www.freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And we've got we lost Herman over in Carmel. If Herman wants to call back in again, I will get him on. Do you want to take calls, or would you like to cover some other material?
I can do either one.
All right, well, we'll put our number out there. If you'd like to call in, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And so we talked a little earlier about this idea of a dramatic reduction of our population. Of course, you do that by abortion. We've killed close to 50 million people here over the last 37 years. But war is a fairly efficient means of doing that. Certainly, epidemics. They've been working the CDC to figure out how they can make this bird flu more lethal and how they can get it to spread more readily from person to person. And people say, well, why would you do something like that? And they say, oh, we just want to see if it can be done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the diseases they've created in the laboratory, like the mycoplasma that you see in AIDS and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and the spirochete that you see in Lyme disease and of course the organisms you see in Ebola and Marburg, they've all gotten out of the laboratories. And, of course, they are killing people or disabling people, mostly disabling them for the time being. But down the line, all you need to do is read the paper, and they keep telling us we're going to have a great epidemic, and millions of people may die. And people say, oh, well, the government's doing everything they can to protect us. But the question is, are they really doing that? Let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Irma. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, a fascinating program, but I think you're overlooking one resource, because I don't think we're going to have a shortage of housing, because I've seen the future, and the future is in places like Los Angeles. Whole neighborhoods are packed with people where you had a one-family house. Now there are 8 or 10 or 12 people in there. And, of course, the average nuclear American family might not find that too exciting or inviting, but there are plenty of people by the millions from across the border who are happy to do it. So I don't think we really have to worry. I mean, those of you Americans who are citizens who are used to the old America, they might have to move to Montana, but hey, the future of California is here, and it's a booming.
How would you respond to what Herman said, Michael?
I think he's excellent with sarcasm.
I agree.
I did it complimentarily. The America that was born out of the Declaration of Independence is not an America where people live uncomfortably jammed together in housing so thick with people that you can't move down roadways, and that you can't have good hygiene, and that you can't have a nuclear family. I mean, if the goal is, and it is one of the goals of sustainable development, is to terminate the nuclear family, if that's the goal, then what you're describing in Los Angeles, which I know to be the case, then there's no problem. But I don't know anybody who thinks that's a good path.
And I certainly agree with you, but unfortunately, that is the way we're increasingly headed. And I think people have to understand there are people who have a different vision of America than you and I do.
Well, they have a different view of what humanity is.
Right. And humanity is simply a commodity. We are no longer human beings. We are known as human resources.
Well, you know, the Department of Interior had a working paper in 1994 that said that that we called human beings biological resources needed to be deployed for the improvement of the environment.
Right.
And there was a lot of flack over that that language. The author has since been promoted. The language is still there, and that is certainly the treatment that comes from the Department of the Interior.
Well, Herman, did you have any other remarks you'd like to make before we let you go?
Well, I do agree with what you're saying, and I did say it with sarcasm, but I really feel for the average worker in this area who may be making $10 or $12 an hour, and how on earth can they afford to pay $1,000, $1,300 a month in rent? And our good Congressman, Sam Farr, you know, who promised us new housing when Fort Ord was privatized, we're still waiting. And it's many years later. We did get million-dollar homes at Seaside Highlands, but we really need a lot more than that.
Amen to that.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Herman. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would simply point out that certainly, we've seen some rather dramatic presidential directives come out. The 9th of May of last, the 9th of March or May of this year, I can't remember which one it was, when the president signed directives. Homeland Security, as I remember, 51 and national Security, I think it was 51, Homeland Security 20. In the case of a national emergency, which... Well, the president declared at any time he can seize your home, he can seize your car, he can seize everything, because the president is the determinant of how, you know they're going to protect us from the wicked terrorists or from an epidemic of some sort or a natural disaster. And when the president takes all this power unto himself, and there are these two presidential directives, one is 51 and one the other is 20, without any fanfare, without being written up in the newspaper at all, anybody would like to see them, we actually have copies of them, and they can take your home or your property or your business or everything that you have, and you have to wonder, why would they sign presidential directives like that? Why would the media mention them? And if they have that ability, that is any man's family or property safe today?
Well, that's not just a rhetorical question, Stan. And it's not just this president. It's the last president, and it's the president before the last president. We've had 20 years now of solid, sustainable development leadership, and we're running down to the period of time when, if we don't discontinue these policies, there's going to be no turning back without real hell to pay, because it has become so entrenched in both the Democrat and the Republican Party that America is in real trouble. You know, people might then say, well, what do we do? We've got another election coming up, and if we've had 20 years of sustainable presidents and they've seeded all of these horrible programs, what do we do? Who do we look to? And that's where the sad news comes. I mean, I think there's 17 declared candidates between the two major parties. And I know that 16 of them are committed to these programs.
Unfortunately, that is absolutely true. And the other, the one who is not just committed to that, that would be Congressman Ron Paul, is being totally ignored by the controlled media. So that most people have never even heard of him, and yet he is the only Republican who wants to get us out of Iraq. He's the only one who's speaking out against the coming war with Iran. The only one who's saying we ought to get back to the Constitution, where people could be free and the power of government would be limited. And of course, I think it was in Iowa when they had a Republican debate, they wouldn't even allow him to appear, and yet he opened up a room right next to where they had the debate. He had far more people at his debate and his presentation than they had at the Republican debate in our, where all the other candidates were there. But that's what you call freedom. You have the freedom to exclude anybody you want to from being mentioned by the media.
Well, he is the freedom candidate, and I'm going to have the great pleasure this weekend of interviewing Dr. Ron Paul on KSCO or KSCO.com at 12 noon California time. And we're going to talk about some of the issues you just raised and talk about the issues generally that we're talking about today, sustainable development and the war policy and the money policies. Because Ron Paul strikes me as the guy who is understanding of these issues, prepared to do something about it, and notwithstanding the blackout from the media, you know, I think his swell of support is growing rapidly.
In fact, he's got more money than John McCain does right now. And John McCain's just about to have to get drop out of the race, and Ron is raising more money. He's got well over $2 million and coming in increasingly as people realize that this is a legitimate candidacy. And you know he must be saying the right thing, because that's why the media emphasizes Giuliani and McCain and Romney, but of course it never mentions Ron Paul.
That's right.
Well, anyway, as far as has he taken a stand on sustainable development, do you know?
Well, I've had limited conversation with him. He's told me that sustainable development is accepted as an absolute by Congress. There's no questioning of its policies, and that where things stand today in the United States Congress is very distressing on the subject of sustainable development.
In other words, he opposes it, but the rest of Congress goes right along with it, even though it's unconstitutional and it violates the very precepts upon which this nation is founded.
Well, sustainable development is the plan to create a global governance. It is the concept to harmonize Canada's, Mexico's, and America's laws in the creation of a North American Union. Sustainable development leads to the destruction on purpose of the American dollar and the substitution of a North American currency called the Amero. And I know you've had interviews with people on those subjects. Patrick Wood comes to mind. And it is, you know, it's a serious matter. But people have got to start with a basic understanding of sustainable development. And secondly, an understanding of who is it in the U.S. that is pushing this from our legal posture. It's a lot of judges, and it's certainly all of Congress. And, you know, as we discussed the presidential candidates and the president himself today, you know, these are all people who are on the gravy train for this new global system.
Yeah, and because really this all was really devised back in 1992 on the yacht of the Prince Charles, because the royalty is all in favor of that as well. And there was Al Gore on the yacht and John Kerry and many of the wealthiest men in the world, and they laid this whole idea out. And then, of course, it became the legacy of the Second Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, and out of there came so much of this material on sustainable development, and of course the Desertification Treaty, the Kyoto Treaty, the Biodiversity Treaty, all of these things to increase government control over the lives of the people. And the average individual has never heard of the Desertification Treaty. They don't understand the implications of the Kyoto Protocol. They certainly don't understand the Biodiversity Treaty, or now, of course, President Bush is pushing something called LOST, L-O-S-T, the Law of the Sea Treaty, which of course will install a global tax. And this is the means by which we'll not only pay all the other taxes, now we'll be paying an international tax, a world tax, to the new world government.
Well, that's right. Let's pause for a minute on the Biodiversity Treaty that you talked about. That came up to Congress in 1994. It grew out of the 1992 UN conference that you talked about. That was the kickoff for sustainable development, or Agenda 21. And out of that same treaty came the Global Biodiversity Treaty. And that Congress was ready to pass that when our friend Dr. Michael Kaufman from the East Coast and a couple of other guys, having had gotten their hands on inside UN documents, presented to the Congress a map showing what acceptance of that treaty would do to the United States. I'll describe the map. I mean, just envision a map of the United States and take 50% of it, color it red. Those are the wildland zones. Those zones that have no human habitation and no extraction of any resources. You say, well, that's a bizarre, preposterous idea. Well, what I tell you is this. Even though the treaty never came to a vote because of the presentation of this map, all of its policies have been being implemented since 1992. The roadless program exists in order to implement the wildlands project. The difficulty that landowners have in cutting trees right here in the Santa Cruz Mountains has to do with the implementation of the wildlands map. The wildlands map is being implemented very quickly. The use of conservation easements, there are farmers in the audience and you're being approached for a conservation easement. That is so that the public-private partners can gain control of your land before the end of this century. That's why they want to strip out your value in exchange for some pennies today via these conservation easements. The Wildlands Project, which covers 50% of the land mass of the United States, is being implemented with increasing rapidity. So it's something that every citizen needs to know about. Because if you're living in the city and say, well, rural lands, they don't bother me, they don't affect me. Just know that when all the people come into your town, and your town has to grow straight up to accommodate the people, and the resources out in the rural areas are either off limits or controlled by public-private partners, you're going to find that your life is going to be made increasingly bad. The elimination of the middle class is a tenet of sustainable development policy, and this is how you do it. It's by implementing the Wildlands Project.
And as incredible as this whole scenario is, it's exactly what's going on. A lot of the wilderness areas, they have let the roads grow over. Why? Well, because they wanted to go back to wilderness. Well, then you can't get the fire engines in. You can't get the fire crews in to save the forest. But you see, aren't the forests better off if they burn? And you see, these things don't make any sense. Well, they may not make sense to you, but they make sense to the people on the other side who want to control the destiny of the world and bring about
it. Every human being in it.
Amen to that. All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here. Our guest has been Michael Shaw, freedomadvocates.org.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Have a good evening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and if you'd like to know more about this, we have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We have a syllabus and a video, and you can get them together at a reduced price on sustainable development. And, of course, the video is called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get the other material we have on population control. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a genocidal program. These people really intend to kill off the vast majority of our population. They're already destroying the minds of our children. One in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And the latest figures out of England, one in 58 children now has autism there and is exploding here in this country. And they keep telling you, but we have no idea why it is. Of course they know why it is. You need to get the video by Dr. Ayoub, who's done extensive research on this. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Mercury Autism and the Global Biodiversity Agenda. And when you get that, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of information on it. And you need to get the information. You need to know that the CDC, Centers for Disinformation, back in Atlanta, Georgia, knows exactly what they're doing. And there are honest people who work back there, but they're afraid for their jobs and, in some instances, afraid for their lives. You need to get my talk on Nundare Colored Genocide. It's a DVD and or video. You need to get my talk, which is basically the same talk, but a little longer with a lot more information in it, Planned Population Reduction. You need to get my video, Population Control, our four-tape set, which will explain to you the truth about the outlawing of DDT. It wasn't outlawed because it was harming birds or bird shells. It was outlawed because it was saving too many lives. Not enough little black children were dying over in Africa. And since we banned the DDT, the figure is about 3 million a year. Of course, they're lying to you. They're telling you only a million a year because they're afraid you may be concerned if you knew the truth. In Africa today, the AIDS epidemic is out of control. 46% of the black women in Botswana who are pregnant, and they test every woman there to see if she is HIV positive. 46% are HIV infected. They're all going to die. A very successful genocidal program. If you want the verification, we have the publications put out by your Census Bureau. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your Census Bureau, your Department of Commerce is going to Africa to see what a great job we're doing in implementing population control. You need to get the government document, NSSM 200, that's National Security Study Memorandum 200. It is available on the internet. I must tell you that in all honesty, but we have it, and we have it nicely packaged for you. It was top secret for many years. They did not want the American people to know what Henry Kissinger planned back in 1974. We have the complete testimony of Dr. Donald MacArthur before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969. We asked for $10 million to create a new disease. A new disease for which there'd be no immune response. a new disease that would be a new form of mass killing. And some people said we shouldn't do it, but, well, after all, they wanted $10 million to do it. They did it. And 10 years later, we had the first cases of AIDS. But, of course, we keep confusing people about that. Oh, it's always been here, or somebody ate a monkey, or we don't know what they did with that monkey. You need to get the book. It's entitled AIDS, Ebola, and it's called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, and Other New Diseases. You need to get the book written by one of the country's most eminent scientists. It's called Project Daylily, named after the government program to do it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the information radio.